Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Sadly, South Sudan's leaders have yet to fulfill their commitments to the South Sudanese people, said Ambassador Robert Wood, alternative representative for special political affairs at the United Nations. He urged the transitional government to implement the necessary preparations for elections regarding the constitution-making process, the type and number of elections, voter registration, the inclusion of displaced people, an election security plan, an election dispute resolution mechanism, and an election timeline. In light of the failure of South Sudanese leaders to demonstrate the political will required to hold free and fair elections, the United States, said Ambassador Wood, reiterates its position that allocating further financial resources for election preparations, absent urgent action by the transitional government, sends the wrong message.
Assessed contributions should not be supporting an electoral process that, without urgent action by the transitional government, will not be free, fair, or credible. Future funding must be accompanied by a renewed push on the South Sudan peace process and improved humanitarian access.
For an electoral process to be credible, we must see the government devoting its own resources to support the electoral institutions it has established, said Ambassador Wood. Open civic and democratic space is essential to a peaceful and credible electoral process. Insecurity in South Sudan continues to be a significant concern for the United States, as intercommunal violence poses the greatest threat to prospects for conducting credible elections, warned Ambassador Wood.
We are alarmed by recent intercommunal violence in Warup State and Abyei, which resulted in the reported killing of 80 civilians and two UNISFA peacekeepers. We call on the South Sudanese government to immediately investigate the death of the two peacekeepers and hold those responsible accountable.
The humanitarian situation also remains a concern, said Ambassador Wood.
We call on the international community to bolster the efforts of the United Nations and humanitarian organizations to help bridge humanitarian financing and resource gaps. Additionally, we implore authorities at both national and subnational tiers to undertake all necessary measures to facilitate unhindered humanitarian access and safeguard the well-being of aid personnel engaged in delivery operations.
Now is the time for the government of South Sudan to demonstrate its commitment to free and fair and credible elections, ensure those responsible for violence are held accountable, and facilitate the delivery of humanitarian assistance.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.